Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Hancock Shaker Village, a living history museum on 750 acres in the heart of the Berkshires, is located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. A National Historic Landmark, the property includes 20 historic Shaker buildings and the oldest working farm in the Berkshires. The museum is home to many artifacts, making it one of the premier Shaker collections in the world. This season, Hancock Shaker Village presents its Thanksgiving on the farm tradition. On the 3 days following Thanksgiving, the village will be open all 3 days. That's this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then the first weekend of December, Hancock Shaker Village presents Hancock Holidays. We're going to learn about all of that from the village's president and CEO, Jennifer Traynor Thompson. Welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
So tell me about Thanksgiving on the farm. You have a lot going on.
We do have a lot going on. And I always loved Thanksgiving, and I think it's a wonderful time to ground yourself and to really reflect as we enter into the busy holiday season. And so we offer a little bit for everybody. People can tour the historic buildings and, as you said, see our 22,000 art, some of our 22,000 artifacts. But it's a wonderful time to explore the round barn and all the animals and our walking trails. We've got several fabulous trails, so people can just come and relax and hang out, enjoy the exquisite views. Our cafe is open for lunch. And so it's just a really fun, popular weekend.
There are tours, talks, and demos. Could you tell me more of what people will see on these tours and what kind of things are demonstrated for people who attend?
Yes. On Friday at 11 o'clock, there's a walk through the woods, a guided walk through the woods, and people will see, you know, remnants of the Shaker's old forge and trees that they harvested. We've got blacksmithing demos, woodworking demos, we have interpreters talking about our farm animals. It's actually a very busy time at the farm because the animals are getting together to make those babies for baby animals next spring.
That's right.
So we've got a billy goat in there that it's very funny. The barn is a wonderfully lively place this time of year.
I bet. You also offer something called turkey walk and talk.
That's right. People can get to know the animals a little bit better, and we do a guided talk and walk through the fields and the forest. And then we started a new tradition a few years ago. It's called a Grateful Shaker Supper, and it's a dinner with food from the fields and the gardens in our historic brick dwelling on Saturday night by candlelight. We have live fiddling music, and it's just I don't know about you, but by that time I don't want to cook.
No.
But it's a lovely place. We have one long communal table where people eat where the Shakers ate for several hundred years.
And that's something that started since you've taken over?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes. They used to do Shaker suppers periodically over the years, but it's a beautiful place to have dinner.
How many people work on the farms creating all of this, growing and raising all of the vegetables and animals, and then whose job is it to make the meal for your Grateful Shaker supper?
Yeah. You know, I never thought, I mean, I've worked in museums for 35 years. I never thought that I'd be in charge of a farm.
Right. It's very different from what you've done previous.
And I love it. And it's really year round because, as you said, we have the livestock and we have three people working in the barns. And then we have a garden. We have a full-time year-round gardener. And it's busy year-round because, for example, in January, she'll be drying all the seeds for next year. You know, we use the heirloom varieties that the Shakers used. And we also work with a local library, the Berkshire Athenaeum, to distribute those seeds free of charge, because the idea is that those vegetables will make their way out into the Pittsfield community and beyond.
That's fantastic.
So our gardening staff is two, and then Billy Mangiardi is our farm and facilities manager who oversees all of it. Right now, he's replacing about 5 miles of fencing. And, the Shakers settled there 230 years ago, and so the land has been pure since then. When you think of things like that, like replacing the fencing, we don't use pressure-treated wood because there's no contaminants in our soil, and there probably never will be, at least on our watch. And so we're doing split-rail fencing just like the Shakers did.
It's a lot of work.
It's 5 miles, yeah.
And it needs to be replaced.
It does. I mean, over time, you know, wooden fences.
Of course.
So it actually looks so beautiful right now because this crisp white new fencing everywhere.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And there's also the ability to not to buy in too much to the commercial side of this season, but there is. You have a beautiful shop at your space there.
Yeah, we try very hard to feature items that you might not be able to find elsewhere. And I think probably every museum shop says that. But we, for example, we work with a local soap maker with our dried herbs, lavender and sage, to make this wonderful lavender and sage soap. Our blacksmiths, when they're not demonstrating, they're actually making ironworks, hooks and such, which we sell in the store. So we have a lot of unique items in the store. And then this weekend, Brian Allberg, our farm-to-table chef, will be cooking at Seeds all weekend.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
And then the next weekend, so you have two extremely busy weekends right in a row.
Yeah.
Is the Hancock Holidays, which involves a lot of fantastic events, too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, the holidays are such a special time, and the village is so beautiful. When you think of a classic New England Christmas and holiday, it's just perfect there. So 3 years ago, we started a new tradition of Hancock Holidays, and it's December 6th through 8th. The village is completely decorated. I've learned that there are 488 windows in the brick dwelling because every single one has a candle.
That is a lot of windows.
Yeah. And Friday, you know, we're going to have bonfires, and Friday night there'll be a Yule Jam, which is just live music and tacos and local beer and wine. Saturday, we've got brunch with Santa. And the museum is open all weekend, all 20 historic buildings, and they're decorated for Christmas. The Shakers celebrated Christmas. Saturday night, we have another dinner that Brian is doing in the brick dwelling, Holidays Around the World. So it'll be different dishes from all around the world. And then Sunday, one of my favorite activities is in the brick dwelling meeting house room where the Shakers would worship 6 days of the week. On the seventh day, they would worship in the meeting house. We're having a service of lessons and carols, and it's based on an old English tradition of nine lessons and nine carols. And Brad Wells, who is professor of music at Williams College, and the founder of Room Full of Teeth.
Yes.
Yeah. He and Carl Mullen are putting together this fantastic music program. And then Mark Longhurst, who's pastor of the First Congregational Church in Williamstown, is putting together the readings, a variety of religious and secular, that members of the community will be reading from, you know, Lee to Williamstown. It's a broad swath. And those two services are at 4 and 6, and they're free.
They're on Sunday, December 8th, the service of Lesson and Carols. You also have a gingerbread house contest.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my gosh. Our curator would be very upset if I didn't mention that.
Well, you did mention it. We got it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Sure.
We have, a gingerbread competition. Do your own architectural creation. It could be yours. It could be your family. You could get a gang of friends and do it. And those will be on display all next weekend. So far, I think we have 6 contestants, and we're open to others as well.
Registration, if I have my ducks in a row here, you can register online by Sunday, December 1st. So that's Sunday.
Right. That's right. It'd be fun. Really fun.
It sounds
fun.
And
then there's a lot of culinary swag that people win as gifts.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the holidays were important to the Shakers. What was particular to the Shakers about the way they celebrated that's different maybe from what anybody has in mind?
Yeah. Well, they saw it as, not surprisingly, as a religious day. Mm-hmm. But they also realized that kids are kids. And so they decorated. But it was a day of observance. But the kids did have they would actually wake them up at dawn, and they would be singing through the halls to get everybody to awaken. Yeah.
Jennifer Traynor Thompson is the president and CEO of Hancock Shaker Village in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. HancockShakerVillage.org for more information on all of the special holiday events. Thanksgiving on the Farm is this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Hancock Holidays next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.